18 goals scored in the first leg of the quarterfinal that just finished. Exciting scorelines with Arsenal getting the draw, a 2-2 draw against Bayern Munich. Same thing applied for the other English team, Real Madrid, English team, Man City, who held Real Madrid to a draw, 3-3 draw as well. Then proceeding on to Wednesday, there were some interesting results as Atletico Madrid won, Dortmund 2-1, while Barcelona were the one that were victorious as they traveled to Paris and won PSG 3-2 from home. Rafinha Brace finished us 2 assists, were one of the much more standard players. Harry Kane also got on the score sheet against his old-time rivals Arsenal. And yeah, there were a lot of interesting highlights, especially with Valverde's wonder strike that got Real Madrid the draw. Welcome to the FPM Manor podcast show. This is your host, the FPM Manor. Yes, I'm here again. It's just been roughly six, 7 days since we had our last Champions League episode, and we have not had these back-to-back episodes in a long time. But I'm here, as usual, to give you tips, information, all you need to know for your Champions League team going into match day 10, the second leg of the quarterfinals. Yes, so that's why we're here. So, as I said before, starting with, as we usually do, let me start with what has transpired in the weekend for you to be up to date with what's going on among these top teams. So, there is my notepad. So, in case you didn't know, there were a lot of rotations that went on this weekend for basically most of the teams. The only teams that did not have rotations were Arsenal. Arsenal did not have rotations at all. I think the people that rotated were Trossard and Jesus starting, who are not usually regulars. So, but the regulars that actually play week in, week out, Havertz, Saka, Odegaard, Gabriel, Saliba, White, they all played. So there were not a lot of rotations. However, there were rotations and reduced minutes for other teams. PSG also did not have a game this weekend. I think their game against FC Lorient got postponed previously, so there was no game for them this weekend. So PSG had the entire week of rest to prepare for this second leg that's coming as they travel to Spain and to face the Catalonian side in Barcelona. So, who were players arrested? Vinicius Junior got arrested, Foden got arrested, Camavinga got arrested, Cavaya got arrested, Rafinha got arrested, Musalia got arrested, Sani got arrested, Koundé got arrested, Godwin got arrested, Witsel got arrested, Morata got arrested. Just maybe a few that didn't get arrested, like Griezmann and Co. But Aspi also got arrested, while Lewandowski and Cancelo were suspended, but they indirectly got their own rest as well. So those are the major Champions League players I could point out that got rested in the weekend games. So for the result itself, Man City won Luton Town 5-1. Very interesting game. It was all slow and, you know, picking up pace. 1-0 first half, then getting towards the 60th minute, goals just started coming in. Haaland got a goal and assist. Doku got a goal and assist as well. Vardiol got his second goal for Man City in two respective games for the citizens. And Kovacic whooped in a volley from, I think, was it the 18-yard box? The edge of the 18-yard box, getting Man City that initial 2-0 lead that they needed in the heart of the game. Arsenal got a thumping defeat against Aston Villa as Leon Bailey and Ollie Watkins scored to help Villa get some kind of leverage preparing for their own Champions League qualification, as Aston Villa plan to finish in top 4, top 5. They're about to end the spot in the Champions League. And Arsenal got their first loss in 2024. Atletico Madrid won Girona 3-1. Anton Griezmann, the brace there for his side, and Angel Correa go on the score sheet as well. There were a lot of rotations for Barcelona, however, that did not stop the quality of the side, as Yao Felix got a goal for Barcelona, and that was really good, that helped them win. Real Madrid, Mallorca, Tchouaméni was the one that scored the goal for Real Madrid to help them win against Mallorca. Borussia Dortmund versus Borussia Mönchengladbach, that was the midweek game, weekend game for the German side remaining. Okay, one of the German side remaining. Sabitzer got a brace, while Adeyemi got two yellow cards that got him suspended. And for Dortmund, it was a Borussia derby, I guess. So Dortmund got the upper hand there. While FC Bayern won 2-0, Rafael Guerrero, playing as the left CM, got a goal for Bayern, while Musalia, who didn't start the game, came in and got a goal for Bayern as well. However, this was not enough to stop them from, you know, delaying Bayern Leverkusen, as Bayern Leverkusen are now crowned champions of the Bundesliga, ending an 11-year run for FC Bayern. What a weekend that was. What a weekend that was. And yes, we have some fascinating statistics from game week or match day 9, where 18 goals were scored, and it says the majority most scored since 2011 season. So a lot of goals were scored last game week. Can we see more goals coming this weekend, or this midweek rather? We'll know in time. So this is Bayer Leverkusen celebrating their win, the Champions League spots, as well as their win of the Bundesliga. So please, internet, be favorable to me today, please. I have a lot of things to talk about. So I've thought about the highlights on the weekend. I did a quick rush about what happened last week, how many goals we scored. And so what I'm going to do next is basically, one, I'm going to talk about who we should bring in, looking at the rotations that happened during the weekend. Who should we target into match the 9-10? I've already spoken more on the head-to-head last week, so I'll not do that now, because we have already seen a history and there's more games to look forward to. Which players to target, honestly, their differentials. Should we bring in a defender this week, this midweek? Are defenders important? You know, we have only 3 transfers. Do we waste a transfer on defender? And if we are interested in a defender, which defender do we bring in? And so let's just take it step by step and see where we end in the next 10-15 minutes. I have to go and sleep. It's a beautiful Monday. I think the time is roughly 12:16. I have to rest and have a beautiful day. I still write an article tomorrow. So let's see what we can do in the next 10-15 minutes. So I'm going to rush it through. However, since the website is open here and internet is sort of friendly for me right now, let us see what my team did last week. Yes, a sort of review. So match day 9, I had a total of 55 points. Bellingham did not score for me. He finished with about 3 points. I subbed him out and brought in Mbappe, who also did not do so well, and he ended with 58 points. The standout player for me here was bringing in Rafinha. I sort of did a little bit of digging and predicted he might be involved with the goals, especially with PSG missing Hakimi last match. Hakimi is back though for this midweek game. So I was fortunate and he got a brace against PSG. Let's see if we can carry on with that same form against PSG this weekend at home. This midweek at home. I keep saying weekend. This midweek at home. So Rafinha's 13 points and Foden's 11 points were kind of the standout players there. Some other points came from Saka, White, who got an assist. Not much points in defense, to be honest, because, I mean, there were 18 goals scored. I really had no hopes for clean sheets, honestly. But yeah, it is what it is. This is what my team looks like, in case anyone is interested in my team looks like right now. So, who are the top players to bring in? Looking at the schedule, we are going to look at the matches and looking at who needs it more. Who needs it more? Right now, everybody needs it more. You understand? Dortmund are just a goal behind to match catch up Atletico Madrid. They can overturn their results and actually get a upper hand against Atletico Madrid at home when the yellow wall is waiting for the Spanish side. Barcelona, though they got a 3-2 win at home, we know PSG had the entire week to rest, and Kylian Mbappe will definitely want to get on the score sheet after having zero shot on target against Barcelona in at home game. So I think he'll want to compensate for that woeful performance and, you know, do better against Barcelona. Barcelona, though they are much more favorites now, Barcelona also have a good number of clean sheets at home in the La Liga. I think about 3 clean sheets there about recent in the recent matches. So I don't see them giving it all open for PSG. So let's see how that guns game pans out. With Lewandowski and Cancelo rested, it's also a big boost for them to play against Paris Saint-Germain with full strength. Godwin also did not play many minutes from that game, so let's watch out for that game. Man City Real Madrid is the real final game here, where our attention is being focused on 3-3 in the first game. We can only expect more goals to come here. In terms of clean sheets, I'm not expecting clean sheets at all. I'm not. But if Man City can keep a clean sheet, to be nice as well, because I would have probably advised Benjamin Vadio, who has 2 goals in 2 appearances in the last 2 games for Man City. And he's much more attacking, taking more shots on target, and he's much more confident. So let's see how that goes. Bayern, Arsenal, the real kicker here is Harry Kane. Does he score again against Arsenal, making it 16 goals in his last 21 games? We'll get to know much on that. So, looking at players to target based on this discussion here, for Barcelona, it would most likely be Rafinha, who got 13 points last week. He's still 1% owned by many managers, and we have over 2 million managers, or sorry, over 1.25 million managers. So, Rafinha at 1% is basically owned by calculator. That is 1.2. Okay, let's just do 1.2 million. Times 0.01. Rafinha is owned by 12,000 managers, roughly thereabouts. So he's still not a bad option to bring in. He's priced at 8.3 million. I'm not sure his price has gone up, right? It's still the same price tag from last time. So you can bring in Rafinha. You can bring in Lewandowski, who was rested. You can bring in Godwin. Godwin was projected to get the most points, and he got an assist last time against, what's his name now? Against PSG. So from the set piece that he crossed to Christensen. So for PSG, it's mostly Kylian Mbappe. I'm going to avoid the defense. Maybe Vitinha. I think Kylian Mbappe and Dembele are the major options. They stand out, but Dembele kind of cannot. I don't think you can fit in Dembele because he's also a striker. He's also listed as a striker in the game, so it's difficult to get in Dembele. But if I was going to target anybody from PSG, Dembele or Kylian Mbappe are those options. Dembele also got on the score sheet against Barcelona, its former team, and struck the woodwork at some point during the game. So he's one option I'm interested to see doing better when they travel to Spain to play. For the other games, I'll just quickly rush through it. For Bayern, I'll say Rafael Guerrero, who is replacing Alphonso Davies, who got his 3rd yellow card against Arsenal in the first leg. Talking about suspensions and yellow cards, can I quickly scroll through my page? I tweeted about it. Okay, a few players that are suspended after getting their 3rd yellow cards in the Champions League. So, in case you didn't know, you need 3 yellow cards to get suspended, and but that will end after this completion of the semi quarterfinals. So before the semis, all yellow cards will be rescinded, and it will not really matter anymore. So looking at players that are suspended ahead of the next round, we have Alphonso Davies, we have Tchouaméni, who got a third yellow card against Man City, and joining the list, we have Andreas Christensen, we have Sergio Roberto, and we have Samuel Lino of Atletico Madrid, who is also suspended. So those are the players that will be missing for the next leg. Returning from suspension is Ashraf Hakimi, who will be back for PSG, helping to strengthen them. I've mentioned that before. So back to the topic. So we have Rafael Guerrero, who is recommended as he's going to play more minutes, either as a left back or an attacking, I don't know, left midfielder. It's important to note that Mazraoui played as a wing back, as a left wing back for Bayern against FC Cologne. Let me see if I can quickly check the results so you guys can know that it's very possible we could see Guerrero playing an attacking position. So I'm going to click on Bayern now and show you guys from my screen here how they panned out against Cologne last weekend. So Mazraoui, who is the Moroccan wing back, played as a left back for many of the minutes of the game, 62 minutes of the game, against FC Cologne. It's very possible we could see Mazraoui play on the left back spot, while Kimmich on the right back spot, where he has been playing much more effectively for them. This combination of De Ligt and Dier, Neuer will return in goal. Then Guerrero here, I don't know if you can see my mouse. Guerrero could play more attacking minded to help Bayern's attacking numbers. I think Thomas Tuchel would have looked at the game. He would have seen what Aston played against Aston Villa. He would have seen a potential weak point in the defense, especially where maybe Gabriel is too aggressive, or White is, you know, not in his position. Musiala could enter that position. I don't know. I tend to do more of tactics. I can do that in another video, but for now, I'm just trying to tease the fact that Guerrero has much more prospects to attack. So, but let's not also forget Harry Kane. Let's not forget Leroy Sané, who was much more effective, very very effective in the game against Arsenal in the first leg, and could have scored. But he set up like a penalty assist for Kane. So those are the top options. Let's not ignore Musiala as well. And for Arsenal, is Bukayo Saka, who will be on penalties. Martin Odegaard as well. And I'm tempted to say Havertz, but he disappointed me recently as I captained him on FPL, and I really thought he would score this weekend, and yeah, he didn't. So I would not recommend Havertz anymore. I'm sorry, but basically Odegaard, Saka, Trossard, if he starts, I doubt he starts, but basically those two. Avoid Arsenal defense for now. Therefore, Atletico Madrid to be Griezmann is that important for them. For Dortmund, it would be, I would love to say Sancho, but I think Marcus Royce, if he starts, is also going to be much more of an influential target. And for the other game, PSG versus I think I've mentioned PSG. There's one more game I've not mentioned. Let me see. Have I mentioned all the games? I think I mentioned it. Okay, Man City, Real Madrid. For Man City, Real Madrid to be Vinicius, Bellingham, Rodrigo. I mean, all the attacking assets there. Bernardo Silva. Yes, Bernardo Silva actually has 5 goals in 7 games against Real Madrid. I forgot to mention very, very key important statistics there. And I tweeted it recently. Yes, Bernardo Silva currently has 4 goals and assists in 7 games against Real Madrid. So the stats speak for itself. He is probably going to get on the scoreboard again. He was rested the midweek game, him and Foden. So if you don't have enough Man City players, Foden, Bernardo Silva, those are the players to target. KDB may or may not start. We'll get to know from Pep by the time the press has come out. I think I've seen a few news where he said KDB is fine, but we'll see if he starts the game. He will most likely start. So those are the options. Differentials. Players less than 10% who are worth targeting. I think Rafael Guerrero falls under that list. I'm tipping this guy a lot because he could play in an attacking role. Now I've seen a few comments where FP Elijah, who says respectfully he wouldn't favor any Bayern defender, especially Guerrero. And as under Tuchel, they aren't gelling, and I can see them conceding. That's the fair deduction. This is a live reaction from a fan, from a real Champions League fantasy fan. And I see that, but I'm tipping Guerrero more to play in an attacking role. So he's more of a good prospect to bring in. So for differentials in defense position, I'll say Guerrero is a good option. Either him or Josko Vardiol, if he continues his goal scoring form, is a good option. So should we bring in more defenders? Probably not, but if you want to bring in a defender, try and go for him. Much more attacking defender, maybe Yao Cancelo, but it's not a differential. But yeah, those are the options I will want. Either one of Josko Vardiol or Rafael Guerrero. Josko Vardiol is at 5% owned, and his price tag is 5.5 million. So those are the options for differentials. I'll look for more midfield options and talk about them later. But for now, I think Bernardo Silva too is sort of a differential. Yeah, 8% ownership is a very good differential option. Then Rafinha, who I mentioned in the beginning of the video, at 1% is also a good differential for the attack. So those are the top differentials for my own sort of selection ahead of match the 10. So I promise I will not spend more than 10-15 minutes, and that's what I'm going to do. Go to end this very quickly, but before that, I would like to indulge you guys on a few injury updates. For injuries, we have news that Kingsley Coman is expected to be sidelined for the rest of the season, but should be back in time to be part of the French squad ahead of the Euros. So Kingsley Coman out. In case you didn't know, now you know. I'll post about this earlier in the day this C12 year. So I'll post about this. Leroy Sané did not play the weekend game, but he's working individually to get fit for the game on Wednesday. So Sané is a doubt for now, but he will most likely feature. You can see Sané said he hopes he'll be ready for the game against Arsenal. So he most likely will. We also have predicted lineups out. I'll post on about this more in the morning, like when the day is bright. However, in case you want to see it now, this is what it looks like. We have Kimmich predicted to play at the right back position, Neuer in goal, De Ligt and Eric Dier in defense, Mazraoui as left back. As I said, Mazraoui is predicted to play as a left back. Pavlovic could mix with Goretzka. Sané, Muller, Musiala will be the front three, and Kane up front. So I have a little bit of disagreement here, because I don't think Najibu should be benched for an all-important game like this against his former team Arsenal. He also scored last time out, unless he's injured though. So I don't know if he's injured, but I don't think he is. So I mean, was he injured for the midweek game? I mean, Mateo Stell is also an option as well. So if Najibu is injured, then I don't know. Let's see how it goes. So this is pre-dead lineup anyway. This is not like what the manager is going to do, but this is pre-dead lineup. Therefore, Arsenal, we have Martinelli is going to probably start after missing out the weekend game. Havertz moved back to his position at the striker up front. Saka on the right, Rice, Jorginho, and Odegaard in middle. Tomiyasu predicted to play left back again, even though he didn't play it last week. We will see if that is possible. He came in from the bench for Benjamin White. So it's possible he plays as a left back. Who knows? Gabriel, Saliba, and White. Why Ryan go? So these are the pre-dead lineups. I don't think Muller will start though. I disagree with that. I feel Musiala will play there. And I also feel Pavlovic will not start. So giving Goretzka and Guerrero to play in the middle. Who knows? I mean, it's down to the manager. But Guerrero will definitely play more minutes. Okay, there's another option. Look at it from my angle. There's another option where Kimmich comes and join the middle, right? Mazraoui goes to his position as a left back, as a right back. Mazraoui goes to his position as a right back. Kimmich comes to the middle and plays with Goretzka, while Guerrero plays as a left full back. So he can take any shape or form. So that's just a little segue. Much more injury updates. I mean, Pep said Kai Walker is feeling much better and could help. So he's also a doubt. Will he start? We are not sure. We'll get to see much more information on that later. So those are the little injury updates I have for now. Final one will be Maylin. Maylin missed the last game against Atletico Madrid, but in the presser, the midweek game, weekend game that passed, where they won their drivers, Mönchengladbach, he is back available, while Besbiani remains on the injury list for Dortmund. So other teams, PSG, Atletico Madrid, I'll cover on them later. So stay tuned for more of that earlier in the day or later in the day. You'll see more on that later. I think that brings us to the end of this pod. However, maybe one more thing I'll just talk about is my team, and I'll wrap that up. So concerning my team, I have actually done my transfers. So I'm just going to show you guys. I almost missed the deadline last week. I literally used 3 minutes to make my final changes because I was waiting for the lineups and I was busy. So this time I'm going early. I'm not waiting for any lineups. I'm just going early. And my moves so far will be Kylian Mbappe out for Harry Kane. I really want to keep Kylian Mbappe. I really want to. But after last week's performance, I'm not sure I could watch Harry Kane probably get a brace against Arsenal, where he has a very excellent record against Arsenal. I'm not sure I want to watch Harry Kane do that and be relying on Mbappe to do a much more difficult game against Barcelona. So Harry Kane comes in. Bernardo Silva's goal record against Real Madrid is quite impressive. 4 goals, 1 assist in the last 7 games, and rested in the midweekend games. Perfect transfer to come in. One of those players I was not even going to second guess bringing in. So Emery makes way while Rafael Guerrero comes in for Willian Saliba. So yeah, so I've mentioned he's likely going to start as a midfielder or a much more attacking left back. We'll get to see whatever position he starts in. But yeah, those are my 3 moves. And this is what my team looks like heading into match day 10, the second leg of the quarterfinals. This is what my team looks like. Up front, For Tuesday, captaincy, I'm going to captain Rafinha as he's the only Barcelona player I have, or the only attacking player I have for the Tuesday games, as Barcelona take on PSG and Dortmund take on Atletico Madrid on Tuesday. And yeah, so front three, we have Kane, Rafinha, Vinicius Jr. In the midfield, I have Musalia, Jude Bellingham, Foden, and Bernardo Silva. I'm still keeping more of my Real Madrid attackers because I know it's going to be a much more open game when they travel to the Etihad Stadium, because it's still open game for every one of us here, and every one of these players. Kubasi coming in last week was very important, but he did not keep a clean sheet. However, he has been quite impressive. 17-year-old player was made the youngest defender to ever start a game in Champions League last week, and he has been quite impressive. He's playing so much experience, and I don't know if they'll keep a clean sheet, but I hope he gets involved, probably with bonus points or recoveries or something. Mitsin could get some attacking returns. Jimenez and Oblak, I'm not really depending on the clean sheet for Dortmund, but if they get involved in those clean sheets, I would love that. On my bench, I have Jan Sommer still not sold, as we only have three transfers. I couldn't take a hit to get in the goalkeeper. Ben White and Bukayo Saka and Guerrero, who will come in later for anyone who blanks on Tuesday. Yeah. So that's what my team looks like, and that will bring us to the end of this podcast. Please stay tuned for more. Follow me on Twitter, the FPL Manual. I'll be tweeting more on injury updates, as I usually do every week. I will tweet on injury updates. I will always do that. If I don't do that, that means I don't love you guys. So I will always do that. So stay tuned for more. And yes, if you have any question, let me know. An article will be coming out by the end of tomorrow. Oh, sorry. Today is Monday, right? So an article will probably come out today, by the end of today, Monday, or tomorrow in the afternoon. Tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon, before the deadline. It will come out before then. So stay tuned for more. I'll give you more details on that. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. Have a blissful match day 10 ahead, and yeah, bye for now. See you guys later.